It is impossible to love deeply without sacrifice. Elizabeth Elliot, From Marriage, A Revolution and a Revelation. During World War II, on December 20th, 1943, two enemy pilots met in the air over Oldenburg, Germany. The American pilot was Charles Charlie Brown. The German pilot was Franz Stigler. Both men were experienced and well-respected pilots. Brown, the American, was flying a B-17 Flying Fortress, and Franz, the German, was flying a BF-109 G-6 fighter. The problem was they were on opposing sides of a world conflict. The nations they represented were at war. Brown and his crew had been sent on a bombing mission that would take them into the heart of enemy territory. Not long after entering German airspace, the American bomber came under heavy attack. The damage done sent the B-17 into a nosedive that took the plane from over 20,000 feet to within a mile above German homes, trees, and citizens. Somehow, Brown managed to keep the bomber from crashing, even though it was badly damaged, what could be described as chewed to pieces. It was missing a stabilizer, had an exposed front nose, was bleeding hydraulics, and had huge holes through the fuselage. It was unlikely the B-17 would ever make it out of Germany, let alone survive the flight back over the sea to safety in England. It wasn't long before the crippled American bomber was spotted by the German pilot, Franz Stigler. Barely keeping his plane in the air, Brown was exposed and vulnerable. This had the makings of a disastrous ending. The skilled German pilot put his finger on the trigger and locked the American plane in his gun sight. With his finger on the trigger, it would take only a moment to win this fight. Adam Makos, the author who tells this true story in the book A Higher Call, describes the scene. Franz squinted and aimed through his gun sight. He lowered his finger onto the trigger, a pound of pressure away from igniting the guns. But then something unusual happened. Franz Stigler, an enemy of the American plane, took his finger off of the trigger. Instead of destroying the enemy bomber, he decided to protect it. Makos continues, floating behind the B-17, Franz looked at the bomber with the curiosity of his boyhood, a time when he would run from his house at the sound of an airplane. In a rush of the long dormant emotions, Franz forgot he was a German fighter pilot. After sparing the life of his enemy, Franz Stigler realized the crippled American plane would face a wall of enemy fire defending the Atlantic Wall. He then flew side by side with his enemy to protect the B-17 from being shot down. If his fellow German fighters on the ground chose to shoot down the American plane, they would also have to shoot him down. It was a daring, brave, and highly unusual decision during wartime. Side by side, the 109 and the B-17 soared over the soldiers defending the Atlantic Wall, then over the beach obstacles and the crashing surf. The sight was a beautiful one, the little fighter protecting the big bomber. They flew together out over the gray sea as if they were leaving one world for another. Somehow, by God's grace, the bomber made it home. The pilot and crew lived because an enemy pilot decided to spare them by taking his finger off the trigger. The two pilots who met first as enemies met again 40 years later, this time as friends. I love the courage, compassion, and grace demonstrated in this story by one pilot protecting the life of another. I can't help but wonder how differently this story would have ended if Franz Stigler had pulled the trigger.